Welcome to Inspired Living with Mark and Kim. Every Wednesday, Mark and Kim, along with their special guests, will explore thought-provoking topics and ideas that promote creativity, self-help, healing, happiness, and well-being to inspire you on your spiritual journey. Each week, Mark and Kim will discuss different paths to achieving a more spiritual, balanced, happy, and healthy lifestyle. Topics will elevate consciousness and range from metaphysics to the human and social experience and all things spiritual. Welcome to an inspired community that offers support, encouragement, and new ways of thinking. Mark and Kim are tested, certified, and professional spiritual mediums, metaphysical teachers, healers, and spiritual advisors with their own individual spiritual practices in Seattle, Washington, and Los Angeles, California. You are the inspired and the inspiration.
Good afternoon, inspired listeners. Welcome to Inspired Living with Mark and Kim. As always, thank you for being with us today. I am really excited about our guests. We are going to be covering all kinds of fascinating things as it relates to consciousness and our existences and hypnosis and all good things. But first, I'm Kim Falcon. If you'd like to connect with me, you can do so at lovefirst.info. And certainly, if I can support you in any way through readings, healings, or hypnosis, please don't hesitate to reach out. You can also connect with me on Meetup under Kim Falcon, Love First, and social media. And of course, every Fridays now, do join me for Facebook Live for Freedom Fridays at 3 p.m. Eastern, where we come together to have conscious conversation, Q&A, and free readings. You can also call us live today for any questions that you might have at 202-570-7057, or you can send them through on our Facebook page, which I'll be checking, Mark and I check. And with that said, joining me live today from Seattle, Washington, is my co-host and partner in crime, Mark Lanehart, the Intuitive Prospector. Mark.
Hi, Kim. Hi, Inspired listeners. How are you today? Kim, how did your angel workshop go the other day? I was thinking about you. Did you have a good workshop?
Thank you for asking, Mark. It went really well. You know, anytime you spend a day with the angels, you can't complain.
There's nothing wrong.
Goodness that comes from that. So it was a very, very nice time with a really nice group of people. So thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. Fantastic. Well, like Kim said, I'm Mark Lanehart, the Intuitive Prospector, here live in my studio here in Seattle, Washington, the beautiful Pacific Northwest. Just want to say thank you to all of our inspired listeners all around the globe. Thank you for hanging out with us for this live show here on Om Times Radio. If by chance you do miss the live show, don't sweat it. You can catch any of our encore shows. You can catch all three seasons of Inspired Living Radio through YouTube, marklanehart.com, SoundCloud, lovefirst.info, Podbean, or iTunes. And again, that's three seasons. That's over, I think, 100 and last time I looked, about 160 shows of Inspired Living Radio. And we're here every Wisdom Wednesday at 12 p.m. Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern. And we'd love to connect with you through our social media presence. If you're on Facebook, you can just look for Inspired Living Radio, ask to become an Inspired Listener. We're well over 1,200 people. And I go back to the day I always say this, Kim, where it started with just you and I, and we've grown in three seasons. If you're on, if you're on Twitter and Instagram, you can follow us under Inspired For Us. That is the number four, Inspired For Us. We're also on Google Plus Communities under Inspired Living Radio with Mark and Kim. And if you want to work with me specifically, I can connect with you phone, video, in person, or email. Visit marklanehart.com. We like to do a little, what I like to say, a little spiritual prospecting for your own spiritual gold. And I just real quick, I have a few events coming up to kind of round out the year. The last Forest Friday hike is this Friday, October 12th. We're actually going to the Tunnel of Terror. It's a haunted hike, a spiritual hike for the soul. It's going to be a lot of fun. And that'll be the last one for this fall. And then Saturday, starting in December, we're going to have Snowshoe Saturdays. So if you're interested in getting in the mountains of the Pacific Northwest, visit marklanehart.com. This Saturday, I'll be at the Northwest Mind, Body, Spirit Connection. I'll have a booth there, and I'll be the featured speaker talking about signs, symbols, synergy, and synchronistic events of the spirit world. You can also catch me every Monday morning, also through Facebook Live. Kim and I cover the whole week now. I've got Metaphysical Mocha Monday starting every Monday morning at 8 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. And if you stick around for the Prospecting Q&A after show, I have a direct conversation with you, spiritual chats, readings, mediumship. It's a whole lot of fun. And then we have Wisdom Wednesday, and then we have Freedom Fridays with Kim now starting through Facebook Live. And at the end of the month, I'm going to have my last workshop of the year called Nice Aura Workshop. It is an in-person workshop here in West Seattle. So if you're interested in learning more about the human energy field, the auric field, actually seeing the auric field, please visit marklanehart.com. And with that, that's going to lead me into our Inspired Living Radio Positive Affirmation. And this month, the month of October, is my own personal quote that I'm sharing with you this month. And it's, energy without focus is chaos. Focus on all the good coming your way. Energy without focus is chaos. Focus on all the good coming your way. And this month's Inspired Radio Positive Affirmation is sponsored by Prime My Body Affiliate Awareness, from soil to oil, and one of the best absorption rated nano enhanced hemp oils on the market. An all-natural, plant-based supplement with no psychoactive highs, legal in all 50 states, from liquid hemp oil, hemp-infused skin moisturizer, hemp protein superfood, or simple liver detoxification system. Start achieving your health and wellness goals naturally from the leaves and rootstock of this amazing, healing, and ancient plant, hemp. Your health is your wealth. For more information, please visit awareness.primemybody.com, and that is the sponsorship for the positive affirmation for the month of October. And Kim, let's get into this awesome show. Let's go into the quantum consciousness. Our special guest, all the way live from Australia, down under. Take it away.
Yes. With that said, Peter Smith is the president of the Newton Institute and trains Life Between Lives practitioners around the world. He's also the founder of the Institute for Quantum Consciousness and the creator of the Hypnoenergetics modality. He has published several articles on spiritual regression and hypnosis, and is a co-author of Memories of the Afterlife, the final book in the best-selling Life Between Lives quadrilogy. And you can visit him at quantumconsciousness.com.au. And Peter, welcome to the show. Thank you for calling in all the way from Australia. I'm not even sure what time it is over there. We're in the same
early
day.
Morning, Australia.
it's great to be here, and it's still dark at my end, but the sun's due to come up any minute.
Oh, very good, very good. So tell us, you know, I've been reading about your background and all the fascinating work that you're doing. It's amazing. You know, people don't understand the power of working with the subconscious and all that can be done through hypnosis. They see what it's like on a stage entertainment hypnosis, and they don't really understand in totality all that can be done. But you've got so much of a beautiful background in this area. Share with us a little bit about your background, and then, of course, we want to talk about quantum consciousness.
Yeah. Well, my original background was in corporate life, Kim. And, mm-hmm. you know, I was a very stressed young corporate executive, and I discovered hypnosis as a way to relieve stress. And mm-hmm. I had one session with my local practitioner, my doctor, and after that I was just hooked for life. So, mm-hmm. as you know, one thing leads to another. And, you know, I found different books, and ultimately I dropped out of corporate life, studied hypnotherapy, and made it my life. And since then, it's been a roller coaster road into the magnificence of who we really are, because that's how we discover it. When we get out of our own way and we look deeper for the answers, we find them inside us, not outside.
Mm-hmm. Yes, isn't that the truth? And I feel like that's a lot of what's happening today. I'm seeing that in the people around me and the clients that I work with. More and more, we are being directed to go inside. And sometimes the way it's happening is we're not even being given a choice anymore. We are, but there are things being taken out of our lives so that it gets us to focus more on what's happening inside. But I was like you too, Peter. I started out in the corporate world, and now it's funny because I look back at that part of my life and it doesn't make sense to me anymore. It feels like everything was backwards then. So anyways, talk to us a little bit about quantum consciousness, because I think, too, a lot of people, when they think of hypnosis, they think of use it for weight loss or for anxiety or for things like that. But there's more that you can do on that level as it relates to the soul and as your book is quantum consciousness.
Mm. Well, for me, it really flipped, Kim, when I started to, I was a traditional hypnotherapist originally, but when I started to study Life Between Lives work with Michael Newton and became part of his organization and worked and taught with him for a while, I realized that rather than go down into trance, we were actually going out into something far greater than ourselves. And once mm-hmm. we start to understand that there is so much more for us out of body than there is in body, and both you and Mark know that through your mediumship, I mean, there is so much out there that once we let our consciousness move beyond the intellect and the physical body, we can discover incredible things about the universe. So I got to a point where rather than take people down into trance, I started to take them out into the universe itself. And I really got interested in quantum physics for some years and did some research into it, because they were starting to say the same things as we were as spiritual focused people, that we live in a universe that's based on energy, and that mm-hmm. we can create our own realities, and that there is so much more to us than we just don't understand. We've just got to get out of our own way, let our minds sit to the side and explore consciousness itself. So once we took some aspects of quantum physics and we added consciousness to them, that's where quantum consciousness came into being, that we could use science as a springboard and we could take people out into their greater consciousness to discover more about themselves.
I love it. And, you know, Peter, what's amazing to me, what's always really kind of interesting is that a lot of times you talk to people, they don't come from, let's say, a spiritual background or meditation or anything like that. They don't even think that they have the ability to experience something like this, right?
Yeah.
And then they do, and it opens up a whole new world, whole new way of understanding themselves.
It does,
right?
Indeed. Yeah. Yeah. So we've been doing these sessions now for some years, and interestingly, it's when we get caught up in the day-to-day and when we get caught up in the view of life that everything is very linear, everything is very solid, everything is very, practical. I mean, quantum physics has been telling us for over 100 years now that the universe is not how we perceive it to be, because when you get down into that microscopic level of life, none of these subatomic particles behave the way they should. And, this is science telling us this stuff. This isn't part of a new age movement that's based on spirituality. And, people think that sometimes the ideas that we have out of the spiritual industry are a little bit dubious because they don't meet with existing beliefs. But it's time for us to stretch the boundaries of how we perceive life to be. And quantum physics have led the way on this, but consciousness is taking it further.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So tell us a little bit about this book itself and what makes this book so important for people to read.
Well, Quantum Consciousness, the book, has a very clear message, Kim, and that we are so much more than we believe ourselves to be, that we are magnificent beyond our wildest dreams, and all of this is within our grasp. We are incredible spiritual beings having a human experience. We are multidimensional beings that exist in other realities. Our consciousness is not trapped in this body. And, there was times when I saw this body as a trap for my soul. It was like a prison. But now I realize that it's a doorway. And once we move into a different state of being, we can move through that doorway and discover so much more. So in summary, the book tells us that, and shows case studies and tells the stories of different people that have stepped through that doorway and discovered so much more about themselves. But more importantly, anybody can do it because this is who we all are.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah, even the most linear folks out there who've never had an experience like this before, or, you know, for some of us do this work, we sit in meditation, we get glimpses of, you know, things, we're exposed to this. But people who have never been exposed can go into hypnosis and experience this for themselves, which is really a beautiful thing. So when you're talking about, and I find this fascinating, you know, working with aspects of us in alternate realities and parallel lives, and taking the knowledge and the wisdom from that aspect of us to help support us in this lifetime. Talk to us a little bit about that process, but what is the difference, just for our listeners, between alternate realities and parallel lives?
Well, in terms of the model that we've put together for the book, alternate realities are other versions of ourselves. And, you know, even quantum physics acknowledges that as we move down a pathway and we invoke our free will and we go in one direction or the other direction, they talk about the fact that we go in both those directions. Now, you know, what happened if I'd taken the other path? So the alternate realities form from our own free will. I believe that there's a linkage into greater learning for our soul as well. But ultimately, because we've come from the same subatomic particles in the first place, before we split that timeline, we remain quantumly entangled across time and space with the other version of ourselves. Now, under the quantum consciousness experience, we can move to meet that other version of ourselves in a space that we create between the realities, where we can have conversations in these expanded states of being, and find out what happened on their path. Perhaps there's something that they need from us, or we want to exchange information, healing, wisdom. And we've got people coming back with, you know, a total lack of regret because they made the right decision in this path. They have wisdom that they wouldn't have had access to otherwise. So these alternate realities are other versions of ourselves that took another path. When we come to parallel lives, if we even speak to, you know, speak of Einstein, I mean, he told us that time was an illusion, even again about 100 years ago. But if we assume that time is an illusion and that everything is happening at once, then our past lives are actually still unfolding. Now, many years ago, when I first became a hypnotherapist and then a past life therapist, I would have somebody completely revivicating an ancient lifetime, whether they were you know, in the Colosseum as a gladiator, they might have been chased through the woods as a herbalist, or they might have, you know, been on a tall ship at some point. And they were describing to me that existence as it was still unfolding. So rather than call them past lives, we call them parallel lives. And these are places where our consciousness resides in other periods of Earth's history.
Very, very interesting. It's kind of like that one aspect. Oh, goodness. Okay. Just as we're getting started, that's our first break. We'll be back in 2 minutes. Stay with us as we continue this conversation with our guest, Peter Smith, and we talk about alternate realities, parallel lives, and how to bring all of that into this moment. Stay with us. We'll be back in 2 minutes.
The future of internet radio is here. Om Times Radio, IOM FM. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of Om Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of Om Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community. Are you seeking answers to life questions? Would you like to connect to a departed loved one? Are you suffering from pain, stress, or anxiety? Kimberly Thalkin is a tested, certified, and professional psychic, spiritual medium, energy healer, hypnotherapist, and the founder of Love First, where life transformations happen. Love First's services support, guide, and empower individuals by connecting them to their highest potential to live a healthier, joyful, and meaningful life that's filled with purpose. All services can be done by phone, Skype, or in person in Encino, California. Please visit lovefirst.info. That's LOVEFIRST.info for more information.
Kelly Fox, host and astrologer of The Astrology Show. Each week, I'll give you access to the current transits, which are a valuable tool that provide astrological information to help unlock the potential each of us has. Understanding the stars can help steer us in the right direction to make better informed choices. So if you're wondering what's going to happen in your week ahead, be sure to tune in to The Astrology Show for guidance, Mondays at 9 p.m. Eastern Time.
Hi, this is New Age Grammy winner Paul Avgerinos. Thanks for listening to Om Times Radio, and please support my peaceful healing music with a purchase at iTunes, Amazon, or wherever you shop for fine music. Just put my name into the search engine, Paul Avgerinos, A, V like Victor, G like George, E-R-I-N-O-S. You can also visit me at roundskymusic.com. Thanks for listening, and I'm wishing you the brightest of blessings.
I can't believe he found them.
He seems sorry.
We very clearly told him not to look up there.
I'm honestly impressed that he was able to do it.
Right? What did he balance on that big chair?
Yeah, I mean, I guess he'll just know what his gifts are this year.
I really thought we had hidden them well.
If they can find their presents, they can find a gun.
911, what is your emergency?
Every day, 8 kids and teens are unintentionally killed or injured by loaded and unlocked guns. Learn how to make your home safer at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and End Family Fire.
And welcome back to Inspired Living with Mark and Kim and our special guest, Peter Smith, calling all the way in from Australia to talk to us about quantum consciousness. So, Peter, before we went to break, it kind of reminds me of that movie, I think it was that Gwyneth Paltrow movie, Sliding Doors or something like that, right? She takes
yeah,
the right
that's it.
Goes out. Right?
Yeah. Great movie.
It's kind of like what it is. So, talk to us about the process, because people may not be sure, let's just say they have a pain in their lower back that they just can't seem to get rid of, that they got from a car accident, let's say, in this lifetime. Then how does that work in a session with you? Would you access that aspect of them in an alternate reality that didn't drive the car that day and didn't get into an accident? Is that somewhat how that would work? Or explain that process to us.
Well, you know, it's first of all, we'd take them into a beautiful state of expanded awareness where the whole universe is theirs, Kim, and to move them, you know, beyond this reality and opening up the whole universe. I mean, for a case like that, often I've found over the years that people will often be healed physically, but there's an energetic type of trauma that stays with the person. So whether it's the shock that's held in the system, or whether it's just, you know, some sort of a disturbance in the auric field, whatever it might be, and that does affect the physical as well, of course, but the physical can heal a lot better, but then, you know, you can end up with psychosomatic pain. So what I would more than likely do would be to take them into a reality where a future version of themselves had healed it. And we could call forward, in the interest of healing, that aspect of them that knew what to do to actually have them heal. Because, you know, we really believe as quantum consciousness facilitators that clients have their own answers within them. So out there in an unlimited universe, there would be another aspect of them that knows exactly what they need to do and has actually gone through and done it already. So as we move outside of time and space, it might be a version of them that is 5 years older. They come forward and they just say, well, this is what we found, and this is what the complication as it emerged. We found out later, or we discovered this, or we discovered that. And the way in which you can do that is simply here. Here is the solution. So that's probably how I'd handle a case like that.
Ah, interesting. Okay. Wow. Very cool. So you've got some I know some examples of client stories that show like how this type of work can help people, and I think the audience would love to hear this because we're always going through different things, you know, different times in our life where we need support, and so whether it be relationships, pain, and you know, injuries, whatever it may be, but share some stories with us about how this beautiful work has been able to support people in their own journey.
Well, one of my favorites comes from the book, and it's to do with alternate realities. And let me say as well that the quantum consciousness experience moves out through different realities, and each of those different realities has its own story, or we follow a theme across all of those realities. But if I tell the story of Claire, this was a really important one because this was done in a workshop setting, and we had about 20 people in the room. And by the time we'd moved through and did this as a demonstration for everybody, everybody was deeply moved. Now, Claire's a lady in her 50s now, but 30 years ago when she was a young woman, she was about to get married to a guy, but she actually loved somebody else. So it was one of those, it sounds like a real Hollywood script, this one. But she had family flying in from all over the country, and they were getting ready for the wedding. And the day before the wedding, she ran off with the man that she truly loved. They put their backpacks on and they simply got lost, you know, and went their own way. So from that time, Claire had always carried regret that she didn't go through with that wedding, that she caused her family, you know, such anguish and consternation. And ultimately, she and this man, they had two beautiful sons. And some years down the track, they went their own ways very amicably. But she had made this incredibly big decision when she was in her early 20s. Now, she volunteered to work with this issue about the guilt that she'd harbored for 30 years. So what we did was we took Claire on a journey where she met the her that went through with the wedding. And we create this beautiful bubble in time-space, if you like, where we can meet these other aspects of ourselves. And this woman came forward and she was old beyond her time. She was depressed. She'd never had children. And she'd had a terrible life and had made a really bad decision. Now, when the two of them came in contact with each other, our Claire understood that she'd made a good decision. And this other lady felt relieved that, you know, there was another aspect of her that had gone the other way as she had wanted to at the time. Now, we brought in the consciousness of Claire's sons, introduced them to the lady that had never had children. She cried. Her depression started to lift in her reality. And Claire's guilt just dissolved because she had the validation she'd always sought that she'd made the right decision. Now, you know, this was some years back, and you know, when the book was published more recently, I got back in contact with Claire and had a conversation with her, and she's telling me that, you know, 3 years later, there's still not a sign of that guilt. It disappeared that day and has never been seen since. And that's because we work...
Isn't that beautiful?
Yeah, and this is about the work that we do in a higher consciousness. It's about, you know, we set out to raise the vibration of both parties concerned. And that's a great example where both these versions of Claire in these two different realities now holding a higher vibration.
That's amazing, Peter. Oh, my gosh. The people really coming out of your sessions just, I bet, feeling like they don't know what hit them.
Yeah.
Right?
That's
right.
Like
that.
Yeah.
That's major. Okay. That's beautiful. So you train... You train practitioners, and do you? I know that you've done some work here in the U.S. and stuff, but are you offering, or if people are interested in learning about this technique, how can they work with you?
Well, there's a couple of things that we do. We run public workshops from time to time that go for 2 days, Living Quantum Consciousness. We've been running them here down under in Australia. But, you know, we will be in the States at some stage, and we're always happy to hear from people who'd like to go on a list, and we can let them know when one of those will happen. With the Quantum Consciousness Facilitator work, we train people who are already qualified therapists in some modality, whether it be hypnosis, counselling, even reflexology, you know, any of the you know, any of the classic alternative health modalities. And we offer people this technique to take in to extend their clinical practice into new areas. And we find that it pretty much permeates all of the work that they do now. We've even trained a couple of Chinese medical doctors, acupuncturists over the years as well. And there's a couple of people based in the States now. One just outside Chicago, another one down in California. And we've trained a number of people in the States. And what we get them to do is we get them to submit case studies to us. So we take them through an accreditation process so that they've, you know, they're properly coached and ready to go in clinical practice. So, yeah, we do train those people. We've run a couple of courses in America so far. The first few people are through their accreditation, and there will be more to come. But we'll come back at some point and run another course. So if people want to get in contact with us, we can keep them on the list of people to contact.
As you work with clients all over the world in one-on-one sessions?
Yeah, I do. I do one-on-one sessions. I'm still working with the internet over Skype or Zoom. I haven't quite embraced being able to do this work remotely. My preference has been to train people in local areas. But you know, I'm starting to get into that line of thinking of, you know, experimentation. So I'm not sure where that's going to lead in the years to come, because I think we're all getting more and more electronic, aren't we?
Yeah, isn't that the truth? Well, that's what's connecting us today and allowing you to share
Absolutely.
Your message with our audience. Mark, I know that you had some things that you'd like to speak about too, so I'll go ahead and let you to share that.
Yeah, so just fascinating stuff. Thanks again, Peter, for hanging out with us. I know it's early. You're having a cup of coffee down there in Australia. But it was, as I was listening to you guys talk, one of the things that kind of struck me is right now, Peter's down in Australia. He's a day ahead, so it's morning of Thursday. I'm here in Seattle, so it's still noon my time, or just past noon. And Kim, you're in Virginia, so you're 3 hours ahead of me. But we're all in different time zones, and we're all, like, technically, Peter is in the future, and I'm in the past right now as far as – so I was just thinking about consciousness and quantum. Like, we're all over the world in different time zones,
yeah.
And it's literally Thursday morning for him, but Wednesday afternoon for me, and Kim, it's going into evening for you. So it's just – you know, it's just kind of fascinating to think about that. But, Peter, thanks so much for hanging out with us. Fantastic topic. If you want to learn more about the work that Peter is doing down under, you can go to quantumconsciousness.com.au, and I imagine the AU is for Australia. Internet?
Sure.
Yep. Great website. You've got a couple different topics, quantum consciousness, universal consciousness, life between lives, mentoring consciousness, the book that we're talking about today, Quantum Consciousness, A Journey Through Other Realms. And when I was reading through the book, Peter, the one thing that stood out to me was from the poet. Let's see if I can pull it up here. And the poet that wrote the beautiful poem, if I can get
William Blake.
Yeah. If you could just talk about that, because I think that's important concept for all of us is, you know, realizing just how beautiful we are and the light that does come from within.
Well, absolutely. You know, we are light beings, Mark. You know, whether we like it or not, we're made of photons, subatomic particles. You know, the same particles that make up planets and galaxies are the ones that we hold in our fingers and toes. So ultimately, we are these incredible energetic beings, but life tells us we're just some physical specimen that lives for a while and then dies and fades away. Mm-hmm. But there's just so much more to us than that. Now, the great philosophers down through the ages, the great poets, you know, the great artists, they've always wanted to paint the human condition in its true form. And they've wanted to help us to know that we are magnificent beyond our wildest dreams, as I said before. Now, you know, once we know that and we embrace that, you know, life takes on a whole different way of being. And when I first started to work with Life Between Lives hypnotherapy, you know, and we could find that we could allow the immortal soul to emerge from within each person, that they were here with a plan, they were here with things to do, and that they understood that they were here for a while before they headed back to the spiritual realm to debrief what this existence has been about. It just releases us from some of the small things in life that hold us back. if we take that greater perspective to know that we are full of light and that our purpose here is to help others find their light, if everybody did that, humanity would be in a very, very different energy.
Yeah, very much so. And I like in the book where you talked about that a lot of the – so I don't know if I'm saying his name right. Hafiz,
yeah.
Hafiz, you know, talking about the poem My Brilliant Image. You know, what you point out is a lot of the great teachers throughout the ages carry that simple core message, you know, offered in different ways. But really, you know, for our listening audience, you are enough. You are the light at the end of the tunnel, and you are that of which you seek. And in the book, you talk about the times that we're in now as a veil. And I was just curious, you know, if you could explain for those that had not read the book yet, you know, the veil that's dissolving moment by moment, and the veil that's really, you know, as a medium, I understand the veil because I work between two worlds. You know, that's what a medium is, working between the spiritual veil and the physical veil. But I thought it'd be a good topic just to get into. And I know we're going to be going to our next break in just a few minutes. But let's talk about the veil and the paradox of long history of human suffering, which is a catalyst to draw closer to, you know, the human condition, the human heart, the human experience.
Well, I think that probably a few hundred years ago, Mark, you and I would have been burned at the stake for having this conversation right now.
Oh, yeah, very much so.
and that's maybe happened in a few of these parallel lives and still going on there. But ultimately, I think people are looking for more. I feel that if we want to bring light to this planet, I don't think the politicians are going to do it. I don't think corporate business is going to do it. You know, I don't think the traditional religions are going to do it as well. I think it's down to the light workers. It's people who are bringing new thought to the old ways that are going to bring new ideas and new understandings of who we are in human form. With all due respect to our politicians, our businesses, our religions, they all have their job to do. But I think that there's a time arising now for new thought. Now, as we start to explore those new thoughts, and quantum physics is one area that's starting to really ask the right questions about reality. Once we start to explore that and we start to embrace that, we're going to find so much more about ourselves as that ripples out into humanity. I think that this planet's due for a big change.
Mm. Yeah, and I think that the corporations, the politics, the different religions, those are the catalysts that get us to really start thinking differently. So there's going to be our last break for this show. We're hanging out with Peter Smith talking about his book, Quantum Consciousness, Journey Through Other Realms. Stick around. It's going to get a whole lot better. We're going to get a little bit more consciousness. This is Inspired Living Radio with Mark and Kim here on the Om Times Radio Network.
The cutting edge of conscious radio, Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Have you wondered how to change your love paradigm? The secret key is finding a love partnership, not just a regular connection. How do you find these? Through conscious relationships. Ascending Hearts Dating is a dating site for people like you that believes in second chances and a different type of spiritual connection. Try Ascending Hearts for free at ascendinghearts.com and change your love paradigm. Ascending Hearts, the premier dating community for the spiritually awake.
One planet, 7.3 billion people, only one you. Life offers us many opportunities and learning experiences. Are you ready to explore and discover this beautiful planet, the life and energy all around us, the spiritual world, and what is unseen, along with your own personal soul adventure? Mark Lanehart, the intuitive prospector, is the spiritual connection you have been prospecting for. Internationally known as a tested and professional clairvoyant medium and spiritual advisor, Mark's work as a metaphysical teacher, medical instructor, radio show host, inspirational writer, and hiking guide are here to help you on a journey of self-discovery, healing, inspiration, education, and a whole lot of spiritual awesomeness. Dare to dream. Dare to explore. Dare to live. For more information on Mark's spiritual practice in Seattle, Washington, please visit marklanehart.com or internet search The Intuitive Prospector.
Tune in to The Practical Intuitive, Mind, Body, Spirit for the Real World with me, host Robin Fritz, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern. I'll cover personal and business intuition, animal communication, mediumship, space clearing, past life regression, shamanic insights, energy healing, soul choice, and more, all to help you tap your own intuitive and healing skills. No ifs, ands, or buts.
Hi, this is recording artist and composer Yuval Ron, inviting you to a voyage through the chakras, a new double album of guided meditations to transform your life, a sublime musical medicine for nourishing inner peace and reaching to your higher virtues. Get it now at metamindfulnessmusic.com, M-E-T-T-A, mindfulnessmusic.com.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
And welcome back to Inspired Living Radio with Mark and Kim, our very special guest today, joining us live from Australia over a nice morning cup of coffee, Peter Smith, talking about his book, Quantum Consciousness. If you want to learn more about the amazing work that Peter's doing, you can visit quantumconsciousness.com.au. That's A as in alpha, U as in uniform, because he is all the way down under Thursday morning down there. Welcome back, Peter. Wanted to talk about the book just a little bit more. And if you want to learn more, if you don't have the link or you can't get the link, just go to our Facebook page, Inspired Living Radio. We have his bio there, the link, and a link to the book. So what is quantum physics telling us with all the chaos that's going on in the world? And as we try to move, you know, these catalysts are starting to generate deeper thought, deeper awareness, things that Einstein talked about. In fact, there's a quote from Einstein where he talks about that it's possible that the human emotions, which are still unknown to us, do you remember how electric currents and unseen waves were laughed at? The knowledge about man is still in its infancy, and I totally agree with that. But there's definitely something happening at the global scale, at the conscious scale. So what is quantum physics telling us?
Well, quantum physics is telling us that there's more to life than we know, and they're showing it through experimentation. You know, the latest some of the latest theories, and let's remember that quantum physicists themselves don't always agree on one direct method of how the universe works. But, you know, when they came up with string theory many years ago, they came up with the fact that in order to get the maths working properly for string theory, they needed 11 different dimensions. Now, when they start to talk about 11 different dimensions and they start to accept that mathematically, we've got to stop and think, well, 11 dimensions, what does that actually mean? What does that mean in the practicalities of all of this? You know, you've got up and down one dimension, and side to side and back and forth, another two dimensions. Time's seen as the fourth dimension. You know, what about 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, and 11? What's really happening out there, and what type of reality are we moving in? I guess the big shock for quantum physics was, you know, as many people have heard these days, when they discovered the observer effect, and they found that subatomic particles responded to how they were observed, whether they became a particle or whether they became a wave. And it's like the person that was actually watching the experiment intruded on it. Now, that shows us, without a shadow of a doubt, that we have the potential to impact the reality in which we observe. Perhaps we're even creating it. So when we, you know, coined the phrase the creator effect in the quantum consciousness work, we were drawing on the observer effect. And what they tell us as well is that everything exists in its possibilities until the collapse of the wave function when it's observed. And that means that everything is in its possibilities until we decide which reality it actually collapses into. So, you know, we started to call this every awareness in the book. But, you know, the concept of entanglement as well is well known to a lot of people, that once things come into contact with each other, they stay joined. Mm-hmm. And we referred to this as entanglement because on the basis of that, you know, we are quantumly entangled with our other selves, and we can entangle it with them, with calling them forward from any of these other realities and any other places where our consciousness resides. We simply take our awareness to where that is. So by the time we put all these together and you add in the fact that we live in a holographic universe and the large and the small are the same, what we can do at the subatomic particle level, we should be able to do at the macro level. So once we start to believe and observe and create our own realities, the group consciousness is something that is very, very powerful. And we've seen this in the US with the Maharishi effect. And they've done some experimentation over the years. And, you know, this is in Greg Braden's book. Lynn McTaggart talks about this as well. They talk about how a number of people meditating for peace in a big city can actually lower the crime rate for a period of time. Now, that is incredibly powerful.
I've read that.
Incredibly powerful. So once we start to realize that we're creating our own destiny, not just for ourselves, but for humanity, we have the power within us to solve all of the problems in the world that we're currently experiencing just by creating the reality that we truly want. But it's going to take a lot of time to change the mindsets and the awareness of people to get us to that point, Mark. But I live in hope because I think it's certainly possible.
Yeah, and the awareness, you know, Eckhart Tolle talks about this. Awareness is the greatest agent for change. And, you know, for our listeners out there, if we have, and I'm sure, you know, we have some doubters and we have some skeptics, but I always challenge people, look at technology today. Look at your iPhone and how that's just changed in 25 years. Or go back to, you know, the great debates before, if you couldn't see it with the physical eye, it didn't exist, and the microscope completely changed the landscape of how we looked at our own planet. And even if you look at the telescope and what we think we know about the universe – compared to how big it is and what we really don't know and what, astrology is telling us on a daily basis, there's so much more that's just waiting to be awakened and become aware of and discovered.
Absolutely.
So also just with the book, and we've got a few minutes left here, and Kim, I want to bring you back on the air if you have another question. In the book, you talked about also changing the landscape of planet Earth and the evolved landscape of planet Earth. And I think you make a really good point about when people come together collectively through the power of meditation, the ability to lower the crime rate. I know they're looking at meditation as a form of, instead of, you know, when I was in school, if I had to go to detention, I had to sit there and think about it. Now they're actually running meditation classes as far as a form of discipline and bringing kids together to meditate together. So if we could just talk for the last section of the show, the changing landscape of planet Earth and the evolved landscape of planet Earth.
Yeah. Well, I think that the prevailing mindsets of planet Earth are around, you know, materialism. And I think that we've got a lot of fear-based culture and that, you know, there's a few mindsets like I must create financial wealth to survive. You know, it's really seen by, you know, and that's really seen as the path to happiness by many. But, you know, there's a lot of people that I've worked with in the clinical setting over the years that have been, you know, had a lot of wealth, but they just haven't been happy. I mean, our medical systems, I think, are a little bit out of date. There's, you know, medical science has come so far and got so many wonderful things that it's offered.
Yeah.
But, you know, for things at epidemic proportions like anxiety and depression, we're really looking at having medication rather than getting to the root source of what's underneath it. You know, where does this stuff come from energetically? Energetic medicine will look at things in a very different way than what allopathic medicine will. But, you know, without delving too much into the difficulties, if we just took a few basic principles to evolve the mindsets of humanity, and, you know, I put in the book, Mark, that we just need three. And the first one is that we are all connected and that which affects one affects all. Now, as soon as we accept that and we accept that we're all part of one group consciousness, everything we do to somebody else, we do to ourselves. So if we treat each other with kindness and we treat ourselves with kindness, then that creates a whole different energy for the culture of humanity. You know, the second one, our reason for being is to raise our own and others' vibrations. I mean, just to help other people and to receive that help in return. That changes everything. And if we did that at the level of people in our own neighborhood, if we did that between countries, I mean, the world would be a very, very different place. And the third and most important one that I put in the book is to see ourselves as the custodians of the earth, knowing that her well-being is our legacy for future generations. Now, if we look at that, then we would fundamentally change the way in which we live, the way we run industry, the way in which we consume, because ultimately we're seeing things like huge, you know, expanses of plastic in the middle of the ocean.
Oh, yeah. I did a show on that.
Yeah.
Plastic pollution.
That's it. And, you know, all of that is unnecessary if we were to take a different point of view. So humanity is really at a point where we need to change these mindsets, or we're not going to survive in the way that we really want to.
Yeah, I totally agree with that. And, you know, in the book too, Peter, you talked about, you know, a theme is also emerging about life itself. And as the realms expand, we're seeing a trend towards interconnectivity of all life. And I as a humanitarian, see the planet as our home and the things that we're doing to it. But you also talk about there's a real knowing that as we move further from the restrictions of this human form, you know, nothing personal, we release any perceptions and separation and move into what appears to be a feeling of collective freedom. And then you finished off with, but wait, we aren't finished yet. And that's so inspiring. And that's why we wanted to have you on the show, because we like to have people, we say you are the inspired and the inspiration. And there is, we aren't finished yet. We have so much more to do, and so much more to, you know, that collective freedom that you're talking about.
And look, we can see ourselves in a number of different ways. We can see ourselves as citizens of our countries. We can see ourselves as inhabitants of Earth, or we can see ourselves as beings that exist as citizens of the universe itself. Now, there is so much more out there beyond this, and part of the journeys that we've taken in the quantum consciousness experience out into interdimensional consciousness, we've helped people to explore, you know, what it's like to have their consciousness active in a different dimension or in a different type of life form. Now, there's billions of planets out there, and all of them are really, you know, capable of inhabiting some form of life in whatever dimensional state it could be. I mean, we are citizens of the universe. It's time for us to take the big picture and to take our place amongst the races that are out there already doing interesting things. And, you know, with all the UFO activity and everything that we've seen in recent years, I think that we're really being observed and maybe even assisted by some of these off-world races so that they can help us to expand and grow the consciousness to our true potential.
Yeah, as far as the, you know, you make a good point about the observation of, yeah, to think that we're the only intelligent species in a universe that's mathematically incomprehensible is pretty pretty arrogant and egotistical in my views. And I'm just always so fascinated with, you know, every day, every week, they're discovering something new with the Kepler telescope and the Hubble, and how we'll be able to peer out and see planets that are very much like ours. And man, wouldn't that be something? You know, maybe we're calling it out here on the show that we have officially, they announced first contact. Imagine what the paradigm shift would be in the mindsets of, you know, I personally think that first contact has already taken place, but when they actually make it public for, you know, for everybody to know, just imagine what the consciousness, that ripple effect is going to have when it does. It's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when.
I agree. I mean, Eric von Däniken talked about this in his book, The Chariots of the Gods, back in 1968. And, you know,
I love that book.
Yeah.
Fantastic book.
Yeah. I got to meet him one day, and that was a great day for me. Yeah. He did a talk down here at a big conference, and I was speaking as well, and I jumped in the queue to have him sign an old copy of the book. So he's a great guy.
Yeah. Chariots of the God. Yeah. Just, you know, things that make you think, and we always challenge people, you know, our listeners that are listening to the show today, go out and do your own research and see what feels right for you. Go out and check out Peter's book about quantum consciousness and see if it resonates and everything that's in the book. There's a lot of great nuggets in this book, things that make you go, we were talking about that before the show, and that song kept coming up in my mind, things that make you go, And I know with Kim's journey, she's been on more of an ascension, it is her own spiritual journey. But Peter, we just want to thank you for being on the show today. And
great to be here.
If you want to learn more about the work Peter's doing down under, you can go to quantumconsciousness.com.au. That is, AU is for Australia. He is joining us live from Australia. Lots of great stuff. I'd love to work with you, Peter, if you find yourself in the Seattle area and do a workshop, or, you know, bring this awareness to people on the quantum consciousness level. One of the things I'd like to do for our guests is, who or what inspires you?
Well, my greatest inspiration was Dr. Michael Newton, and his life between lives work was profound. Changed my life and has changed the lives of millions who've read his books now. And I even hoped that one day I'd get to meet the guy, but to actually work with him for a period of time was just a blessing that I can't even describe.
Brilliant. And what book are you currently reading now that you might want to share with the listening audience?
Well, interestingly, I've been reading a book called The 50 Spiritual Classics, which is put together. It's a summary of 50 great spiritual classic books that gives a snapshot of all of them. And in one book, I've been able to get a snapshot across probably 20 other books that I've always wanted to read. And now knowing a little bit more about them has been really helpful.
Oh, brilliant. Well, that's why I love doing radio, because I get to talk to amazing people like yourself. I get to learn about new books, what inspires people. And again, thank you for sharing your book today, Quantum Consciousness by Peter Smith, Journey Through Other Realms. Highly recommend it. Go out. You can get it off all the major websites. You can go to our Facebook page, Inspired Living Radio. We have a direct link to his website, which again is quantumconsciousness.com.au. Peter, it's been a pleasure talking with you. Thank you so much for being on Inspired Living Radio today.
Thank you so much, Peter. Thank you, Kim.
All right. So we'll be back next week with another Wisdom Wednesday starting at 12 p.m. Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern. You can listen to Inspired Living Radio through the internet. You don't need a password. You don't need a username from any device anywhere in the world. We totally appreciate you listening today. We love our Inspired listeners. Until then, until our next soul adventure together, be kind, be caring, be compassionate. Namaste.